This podcast contains adult language.
I don't know, because the job he's doing with the Braves Stadium, and I just don't understand how we can lose the Braves like that. It's the staple of the city. And
he's the worst male in Atlanta in our lifetime.
I won't say ever, but it seems like all his decisions being made by under the table, hand-in-hand money is changing. Like, because his decision not making any sense to me, you know.
It seemed like the previous people have used the mayorship to pan their wallets or whatever.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they've been a little less sloppy than Kasim. Yeah. It seemed like he's been very sloppy with it.
Yeah. Like, you know, I remember when he was trying to raise $200 million for the roads.
Hello. This is DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is March the 17th, 2014. Touch of class and a touch of business savvy in the studio with me today. I have Ziggy in the building. He's looking the part with the custom gator shoes, the tailor-made outfit.
You don't have to do all that. Stop it.
How you wanted to
I
go?
I just want to talk.
All right.
You know.
And so, you know, just different from the normal attire, the normal guests with street jeans and t-shirts and all that. Just to see a real professional as yourself in here, I need to step my game up. So, before we get into anything, I've been knowing Zig all my life. Played baseball together. He's one of the up-and-coming entrepreneurs in Atlanta today. Probably in the top 40, under 40. Owns a couple of businesses, has a trucking fleet, a couple other things he's interested in, a transportation service. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just having a night out.
Okay. So while you went riding and enjoying the city lights, what have you noticed about Atlanta so far? How has Atlanta changed since you've seen it in the past couple of years?
Well, I've noticed that it's a whole lot cleaner, and it's a lot of people that came down here and took away from the real Atlanta feel. You just don't bump into the same.
I understand.
You know, the same kind of people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah.
It's lost a little of that southern feel to it. I can understand.
Yeah. What about you? What you think of it?
I think it's like you say. It's lost a lot of the southern feel, and Atlanta has lost a lot of character. And it's like we don't know what we want to be as a city. Like, we have so many northern influence and West Coast influence that we're trying to be like a mini New York in some ways, especially in the urban partying scene. You get a lot of up north people come down bringing that up north vibe with them. And first, let me stop and say this. I salute all the up north people because they do bring a certain type of hustle with them that we didn't see growing up. So I salute them with that. But bringing their culture down is kind of watered down our culture a little bit. So
yeah, and the only reason why I probably watered down the culture is because, you know, I guess a lot of our culture forgot where they came from. Yeah. So when you got these mass people coming in from out of town, you know, it's making it seem like this is what Atlanta's supposed to be. But really, you know, we supposed to write
the rules to Atlanta.
Rules to that, you know what I'm saying? But
and one of our frequent guests, I think Double R, has said this before. One of the advantages is that we're from here, and we don't use that to our advantage in multiple facets. And just business is one of them. And since you're one of the top young businessmen in Atlanta, one of the top 40 under 40, and you've been rated by several publications as a rising star.
Yeah. Shout out to Double R, man. He's a good dude.
What do you think about the business, the young business part of Atlanta? How many people do you see like you in that young business circle in Atlanta who are young from the South making maneuvers like you maneuver?
Well, you know, my circle basically consists of those type of people. You know, I see a lot of people on a day-to-day. I talk to a lot of people on a day-to-day that are doing the same thing, if not like I am, or even better. You know what I'm saying? So that would keep me motivated, keep me grounded. You know what I'm saying? Keep me on my little hustle, whatever. But every now and then, you know, I step out of that circle and go back to the old circles or whatever. And sometimes it makes me sad. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if it's stupidity, you know. I don't know what it is, man, but...
Would you call it ignorance more so stupidity?
Yeah, it could be ignorance. The reason why I might say it's stupidity because, you know, I look at, you know, shit. Some of the people that went to the same... or did the same shit I did coming up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's like, you know, well, that shit went wrong yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but nevertheless, got to have some Indians out here, I guess. So,
yeah. You know. The world, even the Bible say you'll always have a poor among you. So, you need way more Indians than chiefs, right? And there's very few who have the qualities it takes to be a chief. And I'm not talking about somebody, I'm not talking about somebody who's just running around saying, I'm a chief.
Right.
Being a chief, how can you be a chief if you're not even straight yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
And those things, I think that they miss the dedication, the time, and sacrifice that they don't put into it to grow. And when somebody does put their time in, then they look at them a certain type of way.
And that's okay. You know, I just think what should happen is that, you know, people have to keep it real with themselves.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You know, the word boss, the word balling, and the word chief, man, it gets rolled around to the point where it's almost watered down. I don't think it'll ever get watered down because a chief is a chief. You know what I'm saying?
I think that with Instagram and Twitter and just social media, I think that the words are just being viewed by more and used by more and being seen by more. So nowadays, somebody goes to Kiku, they balling.
Right.
Somebody gets a Louis V belt, they're a boss now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just...
Well, really, you can, on, you know, on social media, you can be who you want to be, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that kind of, that make it watered down faster than normal.
Yeah, and that's what a lot going on. And I guess there's nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying? But what happens is, you know, people get confused from social media to real life. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what happens is they fool themselves. So you do this on social media, then you walk out your house, now you're trying to do it, and I guess you're getting in everybody else's way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. So if people just keep it real with themselves, I think shit, the whole world will be better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Spiritually, should get right with yourself spiritually. Everything starts with a foundation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can't build a house. You can't build a building. You can't build a family. You can't build anything without a foundation. If you don't have a foundation in your life, you don't have nothing. You just out here like an empty wagon making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're getting in everybody's way. So,
I like that saying, an empty wagon making a lot of noise.
Yeah, people just need to, you know, think about their foundation. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like I say, you look at, 34, 35, 33, 30, whatever. And it's obvious that a lot of people don't have foundations, but they're trying to, you know what I'm saying, portray this or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? Like,
I understand.
None of that, hey,
It looked
design,
cool.
Yeah, designer stuff, yeah. Cars, nice car. None of that stuff means nothing if you don't have a foundation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So all you're doing is wasting your time, wasting your money, and everything else. Get a foundation in your life. And then, and I'm not all the way complete. I always try to build my foundation, keep building on to my foundation.
But that's
you
the,
see what I'm saying?
I think that's the characteristics of a go-getter. Like, true go-getters are never satisfied.
Right.
And we can take that into every account. Michael Jordan, once he quit playing, he went to wanted to own the team. Larry Bird, he wanted to be. All the greats wanted to do more in right. what they've been great in. Take it to music. You take the music. Somebody like Diddy probably worth $500,000, but he's still looking for acts. He's looking for right. that next chance to grow.
Right.
Take it to business. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is always doing something to increase his brand. Like right now,
right.
he has the $1 billion challenge. And he said took him 15 minutes to come up with the formula. Whatever, but however that works, it just builds his brand and makes his name
right.
last, even when he's maybe out of the public eye sometimes. So it's just a nice way of bringing him back to the public eye.
Right. And I guess, you know, with that foundation becomes taking care of yourself, health-wise, taking care of yourself, and style of dress. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You dress, you look good, you feel good. You feel good.
You perform
you
good.
You perform good. You perform yeah. good, you eat good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You eat good, you live good, right?
Yeah.
So.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all about the foundation, man. And your foundation, you should never stop trying to build on it. But it should have some point where it's a standing house, right?
Yeah.
You keep adding on to the house. You see what I'm saying? But you still have this main foundation.
Yeah.
So with anything in life, relationships, family, anything, business, you got to start with a foundation. If you don't have a foundation, bank account, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a foundation, you know, you don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I remember when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying? I remember the time the first time I made my first $1,000. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I looked at $1,000 like it was $0 because that was the beginning of a foundation at that time in my time period. My first made $10,000, okay? I got $0, but that was the beginning of a foundation.
For the next thing.
You see what I'm saying? So it's all about foundation, man. You don't have a foundation, you don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're just an empty wagon out here. You know, it's not about the BMWs or trying to put, you know, rims. And that's another thing, man. This shit is killing me out here, man. Like, I had one of my dearest friends, who should remain nameless, I was talking with last weekend, he was talking about, you know, putting some rims on the truck or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it was coming in one ear like foreign language.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I done that before, you know, whatever. But I think all that's cool when you have a foundation. It was cool when you were young because I guess you were young, dumb, and whatever. But at this age, nah. You know, you got to have a foundation to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, you know.
All right. I want to switch subjects real quick. I think we're getting up to close to 45 podcasts. Maybe not that many.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Some of them have been more acclaimed than others. I know you heard maybe one or two. Have you heard any other podcasts? Or do any of them stick out to you in general?
I heard some of them. Few of them stuck out to me. The one you did with relationships and females, I think I had a heart attack. You know, I cannot explain it, man. You know,
that's been one of the ones that we've gotten. That may be the one we got the most feedback on.
Yeah. The one he did some a week ago or something.
Yeah, it was the one we've done recently.
I gotta be honest, I couldn't listen to all of it at one time. It was kind of nerve wracking. It was some good points made, you know, but I think that you can have a good steak, you know what I'm saying, but it could be served on top of a trash can lid. Yeah. So how good is that steak? You see what I'm saying? So
it doesn't matter the finest cut of beef if it's cooked wrong or served incorrectly.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of nerve wracking.
Also, like, expound on that point. Like,
first, we got to understand that, you know, we're in our middle 30s, right? And we have to keep it real with ourselves. It's something wrong with everybody, right? It's up to that individual to look inside his or herself to figure that out. And then try to correct it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, it goes back to the foundation. You know, you can't have a boyfriend, can't have a girlfriend, can't have a wife, can't have a husband first without a foundation. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Usually in a relationship, you know, regardless of what spirituality you are, you got to have a foundation with God. Mm-hmm. Everybody have to understand that it's an almighty. You see what I'm saying? It's not about the jobs. It's not about the money. You know, first it starts with God. You see what I'm saying? Secondly, you know, and I can only speak for, I'm a man, so I can only speak for a man point of view. We have to realize and grow up and know that we are men. And a lot of people depend on us. See what I'm saying? Because, well, we are providers and we protectors. I don't know where this shit come from. Well, just settle and because you take the kids to school, that's cool. That shit ain't cool. Because what happens is every woman, everybody, they just say that everybody want to be somebody and have something in life. You see what I'm saying?
But I think, okay, so let's stop right there at that comment. Everybody wants to be somebody and have something. But it goes back to what we said earlier. You can't fool yourself in thinking, hey, I'm going to have something. So somebody said this. If you're going to accept where you at and settle for broke, if you're not going to get out and work for what you want, accept where you at and settle for broke.
Right.
Very few people do that. Very few people are still having the delusion of, hey, I'm going to be something. I'm going to have something. But they're not putting in any work or any time into the things that they want to do to be successful.
Right, and at some point, the window closes, right?
Some point, the window closes.
So, you can look back on your life, and you can look back, you know, you can start at, we could just say let's start at, what, 21?
I think that's a good age to start.
We can start at 21. And you know, if you sat around and played video games, or did this and did that, and not be productive, if you didn't know where you wanted to go, where you wanted to be, even if you knew and didn't know how to get there, you did something productive to try. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't think it's cool to try to lower the bar. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
To get a female. Yeah. That shit ain't cool. And I'm only talking from a father point of view. And a man point of view, you know, I never expected to walk up to a female and expect her to just take me for what I am. You know what I'm saying? I walk up to a female, I want to let her know that I'm this, and I can be much more with your help. You know what I'm saying? I need you, basically. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's one thing that we got to understand, too. We need each other, man. We need, you know, the men. We need women. And the women need the men. You know what I'm saying?
Completely agree.
It's a lot of confusion out here. You know, but
I want to touch on the first point. So, being a provider. And so, I think one of the things in the podcast, in the relationship podcast, where people were saying it's ups and downs or whatever in a life. But at some point, your downs, you shouldn't have the same ups and downs in life. Like, in the standpoint of this, you shouldn't have the same money problems that you had. If you have money problems at this age, at some point you should either outgrow those money problems or you should move down, right?
Right. So what'll happen is you'll outgrow the money problem. You always, if a true hustler gonna always have money problems. The definition of a hustler is when you have those problems, when you lose money,
you get it back.
You know how to get it back. Yeah. Some shape, form, or fashion. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about the money problem, because if you're a true hustler, you can have money problem. Hell, in a lot of ventures I done did, I done threw away tens of thousands of dollars. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And can't cry over spoiled milk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't got put out on the street. You know what I'm saying? My kid still eating. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to lose money and say, and expect somebody to take pity on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about walking around looking for pity. You see what I'm saying? And that's what type of world we're kind of living in. Everybody want a pat on the back, which I grew up thinking and been told by my uncles or my pops or whatever that, I'm not going to pat you on the back for doing something you're supposed to be doing.
That's how my dad taught
me. You see what I'm saying? So buying a house, buying a car, that ain't shit to hoop, you know what I'm saying, hooray about. You know what I'm saying? That shit you're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? So that's part of laying your foundation. You got to do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I guess when I asked you that question, I was thinking, at 21, I didn't have enough money to get pizza, so I'll have to eat school lunch or whatever.
Right.
Those are the problems you have at that age. At this age, I shouldn't have problems of I have to scrounge up money to get pizza. At our age now, your money problems may be, hey, I just put this money into this investment and it didn't come back. Or, you know, certain things like that. Like, certain money problems you should outgrow, just like in dress. At some point, Jay-Z said it. You shouldn't be wearing a jersey, right? Like, you should have outgrown kind of that point in life, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so I think at some point, some of the things that we've done, and it's to your point as a foundation, you keep building onto your house, but if your foundation is the same, knowing that, hey, and one of the things that your foundation says is, for me, is always growth and development and improvement.
Right.
Like I shouldn't be the same person I was at 21. The persons in my circle shouldn't be the same people they were at 21, 22, 23.
Right.
And the same thing, you shouldn't have those same problems at 21, 22, 23. We should be having different set of problems at this age. Not saying you won't have any problems, but they should be different.
Like, right.
And then as you get older, like when you hit your 40s or your 50s, you know, hopefully in the perfect world, your problems may not be financial as much as they may be. Just getting old, things come getting old, aches and pains and stuff like that. But I think that in some circles, you still have those problems. So it's hard to live life to the fullest when you 40 having 20-year-old problems, 30 having 17-year-old problems or whatever. And so,
and what happens is whatever happens in people's lives, you got to understand that if it happened, if you missed it, that train is gone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to get on the train at the same stop. Go catch the train at the stop it is at now. See what I'm saying? So So we get up into these ages, and all of a sudden, you got a 35-year-old, 34-year-old man that at the age of 21, 22, wasn't dealing with females. And all of a sudden, they run around, they're trying to get all these females or do this, that, and the other. Like, that ain't about nothing. That bus been past you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Or you putting all your money, every dime you get, you putting it into a car because you want to go to the club and call yourself a street runner or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that train been gone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on the bus. You got to get on it where it's at. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and what happens is you got a lot of those. It's more of those than the ones that's out here
actually doing it,
maintaining. So it looks like those the ones that writing the rules to it. You know what I'm saying?
Or even worse, we can stay on the relationships. I think that the world, specifically females and black females in this case, they lump you into the ones who maintain into the other group. So when you meet somebody who you don't really know, first time they gonna do is think you a flawed, right? Or think you on that side of the fence when you really on the other side of the fence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that a lot too, man. You know me, man. Sometimes, you know, you might catch me, man. I'm looking like a little young dude out here or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatever, but that shit don't faze me. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do run into a female and you don't want to give me the conversation, then I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or whatever, but I'm not finna put on no facade and all this shit for you. Just for you to give me some conversation, then later on I find out you ain't about shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, I think, you know, I love our females, man. You know, I love our black women to death. Anybody that know me, you know, I'm passionate. You know what I'm saying? And any female that ever dealt with me knows that I'm trying to uplift. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to be uplifted, right? So if I deal with a female, then I'm trying to give her some knowledge. Maybe she's missing. You see what I'm saying?
And you want the same.
Hopefully, it can bounce back to me too. You see what I'm saying? Or whatever. But, you know, every now and then you run into a female that think they got more game than you and all this, that, and the other. And see, to me, I look at that, man, to be honest, man, I be tired, man. Like, man, I ain't trying to play no game with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to go have fun. You know what I'm saying? Build a friendship.
And see where it goes.
And see where it goes from there. You know what I'm saying? Basically.
So let me ask you this, because, like I said, the Relationship Podcast had one of probably the highest feedback. A couple of girls told me they heard the Relationship Podcast, huh? Several things that stuck out. One, all of them were appalled at the language.
Stop right there. I was appalled at the language. Like, I guess I couldn't understand how in the world you can expect a woman, not a girl now, but a woman, to want to take you as a and look at you as they king, they provider, and all this, that, and the other. And you don't even treat yourself like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, here you go again. You know, that train been left. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, I believe in dressing apart too. Dressing your age and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, I was appalled at that, like, the language, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said I only listened to some of it. Like, I couldn't listen to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that was one of the things. Then the women.
Oh, yeah, a wise man told me that any man, and I'm not saying man as a man, I'm talking about man as in female or male.
Okay.
Any man that uses vulgar language doesn't has nothing to say. You see what I'm saying? So,
And then the other thing that kind of
stuck out. That's scripture right there. That's in the Bible.
The other thing that kind of stuck out were the women, what they were talking about. Like, just the role that women play and just growing up. And so I was talking to a young lady, and she was saying, you know, about liking guys at certain ages and stuff like that. And she was just saying guys chase, you know, certain physical specimen women. And, you know, maybe some of the smart ones were on the outside looking in. And I guess the best way to say it was that the drug guys or the guys they don't had kids with were the ones who were paying them some attention at the time. And I think it all turned out to basically say, like, her response, one of her responses was, you know, why didn't guys approach them? And I think that she was looking at it from a 30-year-old mindset and basically expecting boys at the time, 15, 14, 16, to act like men. And I don't think that was fair in her analysis.
Well, it's fair, you know what I'm saying? Because the dudes do it too. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, you're young, right? So when you're young,
you think
a baby, you know, I got a little daughter. She get into everything. Yeah. It seems like all the wrong stuff attracts her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it just comes with growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't think about the past right now. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I don't think nothing wrong with it or whatever. Of course, the girls, you know, which women always fall for people. You know me. You know what I always been saying. You know, since day one, women fall for dudes for stupid reasons, and they break up with dudes for stupid reasons.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know. You can't live with them, can't live without them. They will mature, right? But it's our job as we got older to help them mature. You see what I'm saying? To guide them or whatever. So, you know, I don't fault nobody because it's in the past. It's spoiled milk. But what about now? You know what I'm saying?
So let's talk about that. And, you know, we'll get off of relationships. But I do want to say, are there some girls, and you don't have to say any names, that maybe as younger you looked at a certain type of way, who you look at a different way now, or maybe some girls who you always liked, or just crushed on or something, who, you know.
Shit, with me, all the girls I crushed on, I kind of still got a crush on. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we name dropping?
If you want to name drop, go ahead.
Nah.
By all means, we like that type of stuff.
Nah, but, you know, all the girls I crushed on, I still crush on. You know what I'm saying? I done said something to a few of them.
Have you been surprised by the responses now?
Nah, I haven't been surprised. You know what I'm saying? Because they think Z just be that just Z. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. Little do they know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is it frustrating that they don't take the time or even open themselves up to learn more about you now as opposed to then?
It's not frustrating, but I do think that we can have some fun time. You know, I'm all about having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know me, man. I live life. I run straight to the edge. Like the road runner. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how I live life. Yeah. You know, so I just like to have fun, and I guess sometimes it's not about when I say something to these females, it's not about off the rip saying, hey, I want to marry you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to take you out. Let's go have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Let me see how you kick it. You see how I kick it. Let's just go have fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or whatever. But I think the craziest thing is that females don't even want to do that. Like, damn. It's something, And I think it's something wrong with males and females when you want to have fun, the only people you call up is another female or another male. So the male call up a male if they want to go have fun.
And the girls and call the girls, up.
Like, yeah. That's weird, but we run. Then everybody run around here and say, oh, man, Atlanta is the gay shit in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, like.
How did that affect you when some of these females are females you've known most of your life, if not all your life?
Well, it don't affect me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm persistent. You know what I'm saying? And I stay persistent. I don't have, until I get married. You know, when I get married, everything stops. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm persistent. So if I, you know, if I bump into them and I feel like I want to say something to them and take them out or do, then I just do that. You know what I'm saying? It don't make me none or whatever. I don't expect nothing from a female. You know what I'm saying? And, but I do expect them to expect me to treat them like a lady. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I do. And, you know, one thing I'm just not down with this lowering the bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, now that, if you're talking about frustration, now that's frustration. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it like, so I'm raising my daughter. So I'm supposed to raise my daughter.
To settle for less.
To settle. Hey, you know, grow up or whatever. And if a dude, if he just treats you good and, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just got to stay in a damn stick house or whatever, as long as he treats you good, then that's good. No, that shit ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but let's talk about settling, because I feel like settling. And
the scripture say, man don't work, man don't eat. You know what I'm saying? So
let's talk about settling, because I've just been lately just talking to, just seeing people settle for certain things. I'm of the belief that patience pays off in the long term. And I do feel that if you're settling, how can you actually get what you want? So that's just like you said.
Man, settling is for lazy people, man. Period.
I say everybody lazy, lack of confidence.
Yeah, everybody I know that settled, that I consider and look at now that settled, they were lazy then, back then. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's all selling is to me, laziness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even understand laziness, you know, but you can't expect everybody to be the person you are. You feel what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, but I'm not going to lower the bar. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody to raise it so I can, you know, keep trying to elevate. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the frustrating part, man. Like, man, the frustrating part is a lot of men aren't being men. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, women come around and women do wrong shit too and this, that, and the other. But we are the ones. We are the kings, and we are the ones that run the household, provide, and take care. You know what I'm saying? Now, everybody want to travel. I think you got to travel in life. Life is about living. Travel, see some things, have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to work, coming home, to me, that's a loser. Feel what I'm saying? So, we got to have fun, man. We got to be men out here, man. Got to. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have ups and downs. Hell, I have ups and downs every week. Make money, lose money, throw away money. Somebody ain't pay you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody trying to sue you. All this, that, and the other. So, you know.
So, let me ask you this. Why we switch subjects? Any more thoughts on the relationship podcast?
I don't even think we got enough time. You know, I don't know, man. I just think that and by all any means, my shit is not all the way together. You know what I mean? Because I don't think it'll never be together, not with the mind frame I got. You know what I'm saying? I feel
the same way about myself. Like, now, I don't consider myself as successful or whatever. Not even, that's neither here nor there.
But, you know, I think I could take a female and have fun and guide them and direct them, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But a lot of things I've been running into, man, you know, everybody know that. My first love. I only been in love 2 times. And the problem that I got is that I don't think you can fall in love multiple times.
Keep that right, though. I want to do that on another podcast. To that theory itself is probably its own podcast. Because I completely subscribe to that theory. That you're going to... Me and you have talked about this offline. Is that you're going to be in love 2 times in life.
Yeah. You know, and I'm talking about true love. So, like, relationships, man, it's all about, all right, take away your job, right? Take away your job. Take away the money you make. Take away the car you drive. Take away all that stuff. And it's just you and your lady. Your lady and your man. What can you do for your dude and what can you do for your woman? Do you know how to hold your woman in bed at night? You know what I'm saying? Do you know how to go have fun with your woman? Do you know how to make your woman laugh? You know, do you know how to get emotional with your woman? Give her that passion. You know what I'm saying? That's what keep relationships together. And the women have to know how to do it with the men too. Do you know how to give the dude the space he needs? You know, do you know how to console your dude? You know what I'm saying? That's what relationships about. It ain't about no fucking money. No car. Anybody can go get a car. You know what I'm saying? How hard it is to go get a car? It ain't hard at all, is it? So, it's about you knowing how to treat a woman. Being gentle with the woman. A gentleman. You see what I'm saying? A woman don't want you kissing all hard and shit. You know what I'm saying? They want you to look hard, but they want you to be soft and gentle with them. So, all those kind of things, man. You know, when you have sex with your woman, are you intimidated to bring the toys in the bedroom with you? You got to ask yourself all these questions. You know what I'm saying? All this... Hey, I might got a 5-inch dick, but man, these niggas talking about a 5-inch dick and they'll take the kid to school. I got a hard 9 and I'll do that and I'm gonna bring the bacon home. I don't know, man. You know, I got a 5-inch dick, but I can pick the kids up from school. Huh? Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, the sex life got to be in order too. Of course, it's not the size of you, but you got to know how to. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, me? Shit, man. I'm doing about 45 minutes to an hour of foreplay before I even, you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to treat these women, man. If you don't know how to treat them, of course, they're going to run to another woman. Or run to another dude. Same thing with a woman. You know what I'm saying? If a woman don't know how to treat her dude, that's why he stepped out on you. You know what I'm saying? Come to bed. Just like you get up and go to and get dressed and get ready to go to work. You got to do that to come to bed too. Get ready to come to bed. You know? So,
Let's switch subjects right quick. You said to keep a word early in the podcast, street running. We did a podcast on street running. Did you?
I heard that one.
Did you listen to that one?
I heard that one.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Street running is nothing to be glorifying to me. You see what I'm saying? Either you do it or you don't. You see? I think it's nothing to glorify. You know what I'm saying? Like, who you street running with? I hope it's with a girl. You know what I'm saying? Or because at a certain age, your window of opportunity start to close, man. You know what I'm saying? Running the streets, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Yeah, that's cool. Have you ever been to a club? Last time you went to a club, you been to a club and you been in the club and you saw a nigga that you know older than you walk by. Oh, you
damn, why did he the oldest kid in the club? Like, yeah, I guess at some point that's you, right?
Yeah. Guess who's looking at you, though, in that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, the street run, it's not about being that. To me, and you know my theory on it, to me, I can have fun anywhere. It's not about how big the crowd is or whatever. Put me in a club with four women. They just want to have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you said
that. Yeah, I can't tell the difference from being at, you know what I'm saying, at Vanquish on a Saturday night with 2 Chainz or whatever there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but here again, those are the ones that write in the rules. And I stay in a lot. To be honest with you, I stay in a lot. You know what I'm saying? I rarely don't get out. I will, though. You know, I get out, you know, and I go to the hole in the walls. That's what I like to do. Because I like to just spend my time with the person I'm with. You know what I'm saying? Have fun, talk, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So, that's how I do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't put on for no nigga. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like the wackiest shit ever at this age. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I heard that podcast, man. A lot of times I just laugh at it.
Keep it moving. You know what I'm
saying? Because I do understand people could be whatever they want to be in this social media world. You know what I'm saying? So, I understand that, so I just laugh at it sometimes or whatever, but
I'm gonna let you get out of here on this because we're approaching the 50-minute mark, the hour mark. Do you have any words of wisdom for the young entrepreneurs, or do you have anything you want to plug or say to the listeners? Because you will be on the show more times, but do you want to leave anybody with a word, a wisdom note, or a word to the wise, anything like that?
I just want to say, grow up. You know, stand up, be the man we know we could be. You know what I'm saying? And just grow up, man. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Have fun, man. Live life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I just have fun. I live life, you know. And if everybody, I'm not going to, you know, my thing is, I'm not going to sit here and say what women doing wrong and this is the reason why or this, that, and the other. We all fucked up, man. I got 2 kids by 2 different people. I've never been married. You know what I'm saying? Morally, I'm fucked. Mentally. You see what I'm saying? It hasn't slowed me down, though, but, you know, I take care of my kids. And eventually, somebody
gonna love you.
Yeah, somebody will love me. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I'm going to take care of my business. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? So, it's not about portrayals, man. You know, just because you don't have any kids or just because you got 1 kid, that don't make, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got to fix ourselves to make, to be happy, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So, you know, entrepreneurs, man, keep it up. You know, I love my entrepreneurs, man. It's nothing like going to sleep at night not knowing where your next dollar gonna come from. I get a rush from that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there living off they left in their right hand. You know what I'm saying? And pounding sweat the paper. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them. You know, other than that, man, I'm just going to keep doing me, man.
Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and DigitalDaron.com, DigitalDaron.com, and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.